This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was December of last year, of 2022. I'm talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's great to be with you.
How is your sales program recovering from the COVID years? Last time we were on the show, we talked about it. They were down a little bit. Hopefully, things are turning around. Give us an update of where we're at.
Well, they definitely are turning around, but let me tell you, the phone and Zoom and email, it just don't cut it with the salesman. Of course, we do have a loyal customer base. We make, best of their kind instruments and hard to find measurement tools. And our U.S. and overseas reps kept us going during that period. But now that we're back, we're allowed to go places safely and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring back the trade shows.
Yeah, I think you guys get a lot of traction from those, don't you?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I guess, and I was in sales at that time, I used to drive to every customer's office or drive to the hospital or the nuclear power plant, try to make a sale. And you can see like two people a day if you really work at it, and you lose a lot of gasoline. But, trade shows are great because we all know sales, it's all about relationships.
Yep.
And it's a show, you're face-to-face. You can discuss the customer's specific needs. You get to see dozens of potential customers every day. And you've got your products there, some of your products. You can even explain them or demo the products to them, answer the questions, quiet the worries, hopefully set up for a secure sale when they get home and can write a purchase order.
So here we are in January. We're in the last week of January. Two-part question. One, how many trade shows do you think you'll go to in 2023, and when do you think the first one will be?
So we'll probably do – we were doing about, 6 to 10 a year.
Right.
Previously, and we're going to go back there. We've already got four shows set up. February 19th, we have the Indoor Air Quality Show in Austin, Texas. We'll be exhibiting. April 18th is the Water Quality Association in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be there demoing our products. And then March 20th, we've got the Air, Soil, Water, and Energy International Show right here in California, in San Diego.
The last time you were on the show, we talked just a little bit about PFAS. And I tell you, since then, I've heard so many companies on CNBC, and they pronounce it PFAS, and it just drives me crazy. And so what are your thoughts about that? It seems like to be a real thing, and they're really talking about it very heavily on CNBC with, major Fortune 2000 companies, the Russell 3000 companies that are on there and the Russell 2000. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it's such a huge deal. We've all got plastic in our veins now, and it's scary. And they're still selling it, Half the products you buy that have some PFAS in them, I don't know, half, but it's scary. And, we're offering a PFAS detector and PFOS detector also that can see these dangerous chemicals in the water or in the air within a few minutes. And normally you have to take it to a lab, maybe wait 2 weeks to get your results. So I think we have a big product sale sales opportunity coming for us.
Are those going to be some of the products, and what are the other products you'll be showing at the trade shows this year?
Very good. So we have universal detection systems that can see not just our radiation, which is our specialty, of course, but also various chemicals, including very dangerous chemicals, bio and explosive systems. So the we started out as just radiation, but now we detect all these different problems, and it's very important because there's industries are polluting the place, and then you have bad actors bringing in potentially trying to bring bad stuff into the stadium or whatever. It's pretty much a dangerous world nowadays.
When do you think your first show is going to be? You have a date?
Yeah, February 19th, Austin, Texas. Be there.
Okay, February the 19th, and what show is that? Is that the air?
Yeah, the indoor air quality show, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what kind of technology are you going to take there and demonstrate?
Well, so we're going to be showing our drones. Of course, that's for outdoor primarily.
Right.
But we're going to be showing our drones. We're going to be showing our Unitech, which can see all these different things, rad, chem, and bio, in the water, in the air. And we'll be showing our RAND fan, which sees radon in the air. And, and got so much radon, and it's a big problem because it's the second biggest cause of lung cancer in the world.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's show?
I guess that we're back in town now with our sales force and doing it the right way by meeting people face to face at the trade shows, in addition to our overseas reps and other people bringing us work. So I think we're going to have an excellent 2023 and beyond.
My guest today has been Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Their stock price has been fluctuating between 12 and 14 cents. This is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. Grossly undervalued down here. I think that if you want to, you could pick some up down here at this price. I don't think you're going to get hurt too bad. Market cap around $4.5 million. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I think 2023 is going to be one of your best years in a long time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in here in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'll be there. I really appreciate it, Everett.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.